State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
Yeah, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent form for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I said, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It is Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. I just walked in here.
It's freezing in here.
Reason being is I left the house. I was on my way, and I remembered that my daughter lost a tooth again.
How old is she?
She is 5.
Okay.
So, me
you had to go back and put the money
in
the pillow.
I definitely had to go back because last time I forgot.
Why did you Cash App her?
Shut up. So, I definitely had to go back and put the tooth.
I gotta go
get the tooth and put the $20 under the pillow.
Text your wife and be like, yo, remember to put the $20 under the pillow.
I thought about that, but remember last time the tooth fairy forgot and my daughter was destroyed.
But that's why when I forget, I tell my wife, hey, don't forget to put, you got some cash? Don't forget to put $20.
Didn't want no problem. I remembered it was 5 o'clock in the morning. I didn't want to text my wife and she forgot. She getting the kids ready. So I was like, I'm going to take my ass back home and put that $20 under the pillow.
Let the record show, I've always let my daughter know there is no tooth fairy.
There is a tooth fairy. Don't lie.
But I play the game.
Oh, you do.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I play the game. You know, put your tooth under the pillow. It'll be something under there for you.
Yeah, I don't think my parents ever made me believe any of those things, but they did used to give me money. So I used to say, when are you going to put the money under my pillow?
You never been to Disney World, ye. Like, you've never been to Disney World. You never seen Lion King. Like, you really never had a childhood.
Well, I wasn't a kid when Lion King came out. I wasn't a baby.
But you got to be very careful about stuff like that, though, only because you teach your kid about all of these things like Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy, but then you try to teach them about God all in the same breath, and then when they get older, they realize the Tooth Fairy and Santa not real. So why should they believe in a higher power named God? Who's this God person you keep talking about?
I was, you know, a young realist.
Yeah. Exactly. There's nothing wrong being a young realist. And you're still playing along.
And,
all they want at the end of the day is the $20.
No, they don't. It's the whole thing that the fact that this man really comes down a chimney and really delivers the toys that they want.
A white man.
Santa don't have to be white. It doesn't matter.
Woman with a beard. Let me tell you something else.
You said a white woman with a beard.
Yes, Tooth Fairy got a beard. Let me tell you something else.
Tooth Fairy got a beard.
Yes, you didn't know that? Listen, let me tell you something else. All of these things that you tell your kids, if they was happening in real life, they'd watch their daddy shoot up the house. Let somebody just come down your chimney in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying? Let some woman just be standing over your daughter, reaching under her pillow in the middle of the night. What would that chopper do?
Santa and the Tooth Fairy.
What would the dog do?
Santa and the Tooth Fairy have a pass.
All right.
Chuck Norris knows them.
Look at how inflation has affected us. $20 for a tooth?
She really asked for 50, but I just gave her 20.
No, she ain't getting 50.
I think the most I ever got might have been $5.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I definitely do 20.
Yeah, that was
a lot. They got 20, but
that's
I had to go
back. That's why I said it's inflation.
Yeah, I had to go back today, so when she wakes up this morning, I'm sure she'll be happy she got her little $20. The last time the Tooth Fairy was a little late.
$20. Well, you know, things happen in cycles. Pretty soon she'll be leaving you money under your pillow when you start losing your teeth.
I'm not mad at her. I can't wait.
That's the whole point of raising these young queens. I got to put them in that position the way they can do just that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Yes, we'll be talking about a new gaming service, and we'll tell you what company is investing over $500 million to start that.
All right, we'll get into that and more when we come back.
A lot of teeth.
Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Howdy, it's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, NBA scores. All right, the Clippers beat the Golden State Warriors. Now, when I went to sleep last night, the Warriors were up by like 20.
30. They was up by 31 at one point.
Now, what the hell happened?
I don't know.
The largest blown lead in NBA history. Did Durant get injured or Curry get injured?
DeMarcus Cousins got injured in the first quarter, but I don't know. I was watching a repeat of American Gods, so I don't know what happened.
Well, Clippers beat the Warriors 135-131. How'd your Nets do, ye?
They did not win last night, but that's okay because they'll be back here in Brooklyn on Thursday.
Yeah, let's leave it at that. Let's not put the score up there.
They got their ass busted. But, I mean, that's the thing. It's a best-of-seven series. So, usually, in a best-of-seven series, the best team wins because it's hard for the team that's not the best to beat that team four times.
Right.
We shall see.
All right. Now, what else are you talking about, Yee?
Well, let's talk about this awful fire at Notre Dame Cathedral. Yesterday, everybody was posting it. It was really tragic. Now, so far, French billionaires have pledged $339 million to help rebuild Notre Dame. As you know, it's a really historic landmark.
Is it Notre Dame or Notre Dame?
Notre Dame.
By the way, not just billionaires, the heads of Gucci and Louis Vuitton.
LVMH.
Y'all boycotting that charity? Y'all boycotting their money? Huh? Y'all can take the. Y'all okay with Gucci doing that? Just asking.
In France?
Just asking. It's Gucci.
Yeah.
That's where Gucci's from. It's based out of France.
I thought it was Italian.
I don't know. I don't buy
that
stuff.
So why are you just making things up?
You said France.
No, this is in France is what I'm saying. This is not here in the United States. It's not us accepting money.
But it is Gucci and Louis paying for it. Never mind.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton, Moet Hennessy, the owners of that company, as well as Selma Hayek's husband, who's a billionaire, you know, Francois Pinault. So that Central Paris Cathedral just celebrated its 850th anniversary in 2013. That's how long ago it was built. It took 182 years to build that. And the construction began in the 12th century, and they can hold more than 6,000 worshippers. But not only that, they also have a lot of artifacts in there. So they did say a lot of things did manage to get saved from that fire. They knew in the first 20 minutes that it was going to be a pretty bad fire. But according to the mayor of Paris, in a tweet, major art pieces and sacred items from Notre Dame were saved from that fire.
My American, as soon as I heard Notre Dame, I thought, damn, what's going on in South Bend, Indiana?
I knew you thought that.
I did. I was like, what's going on in Indiana? Like, damn, that's a hell of a fire in Indiana. I was looking at the pictures and everything, not even putting two and two together until much later.
All right, now Apple is reportedly spending over $500 million on a new gaming service. That is going to come with over 100 new and exclusive games. They are going to launch that sometime this fall. They haven't detailed what the pricing of that will be, but we know what they're spending to launch it. And Donald Trump has given Tiger Woods the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That's the highest award that can be given to a civilian in the United States. Previous recipients include Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Pope John Paul II, Bob Hope, and more. So that medal is supposed to recognize individuals who have made an especially meritorious contribution to the security or national interests of the United States, world peace, cultural, or other significant public or private endeavors.
That's his guy, right?
Yeah, don't y'all flip.
It is.
Don't y'all flip on Tiger.
They've been friends for a long time. They golf together and everything.
Yeah, don't y'all flip on Tiger Woods when he shows up to the White House to accept it now, y'all.
Tiger's been friends with Donald Trump.
Oh, so it's fine as long as you've been friends with him.
He's supporting him. They've been friends.
I just like us to be consistent.
It just is what it is.
They cool, cool. Yeah.
So why isn't it cool when Kanye does it? Kanye can't be friends with him?
I mean,
I don't think we ever looked at Tiger Woods for us, for the people. I just never thought about it. I thought Kanye, we look at him a little differently.
Because Kanye West said things like George Bush does not like black people and all of that, so we expected him to take a stand for
George
black
Bush
people.
Rode for the
I
culture.
Never look at Tiger Woods as somebody
Kanye
who takes
rode
a stand
for, the culture. Exactly.
For black culture.
Yeah, I didn't think that.
So why are we rooting for Tiger again?
I didn't watch golf.
Did you watch
Why,
it?
Though?
Did you watch it?
No.
I mean, either.
I've never watched golf in my life. I'm not going to start now.
I don't watch
people
golf.
Were saying that his career was over, he was done, he should give up. It's a story of perseverance and things like that. And also, he changed the whole sport of golf. He made more people watch than ever has watched before.
He made more African-Americans play golf. Person. He did.
Never watched golf in my life, and I'm fine.
And a lot of people that never watched golf used to watch because of Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
just asking questions.
That's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now, maybe at a bad night or bad morning. Or maybe it's positive. Maybe you seen Game of Thrones last night and you caught up. Hey, whatever it may be. 800.
There's only one episode in me.
I know, but I'm caught up.
Oh.
I didn't see it Sunday night.
Well, I
seen
it
last night.
It does count because it's six episodes.
That's right.
Yes.
800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Black Magic.
Blood, what's up with you?
Yeah, what's
hey,
up, bro?
Black
you
Magic.
Sound mad, bro.
Hey, nah, because I really, you know what I'm saying, I y'all heavy. I'm calling from the West. It's literally 3 a.m., you feel me? And I had to take some time to get this off my chest.
West Coast?
You feel me, Yee?
Hey.
You from the Bay?
Yee.
You know, we fool with you. You know what I'm saying? We love you like you love that green juice right there.
Thank you. I have it right here.
I know you do. But nah, Charlamagne, bro, you over there talking about you want consistency and everything, and you want to pull up on Game and T.I., but did you pull up on Envy like that when he wanted to ban Deezus Samero from the radio when, you know what I'm saying, when they barely made a joke about something he said?
I thought, I don't think, did you ever ban Deezus Amaro? You didn't
I never banned Deezus Amaro. I didn't like him, and then we got into a situation, but they talked about my wife personally, and if I don't want them on my show, that's something that I can talk about. I'm not banning them from the station. It's a whole different thing.
That's the same way you was with Nicki Minaj when you was trying to defend the dude with the retractable hairline.
Now let's talk about that. Nicki Minaj.
You said dude with the what hairline?
He got the
retractable hairline. Now Nicki Minaj threatened that man's life. He threatened a coworker's life. Like, man. I don't know if you know, but if anybody comes to your job and threatens you, they're not allowed at your job, bro. I don't know if you know that. You knew that?
No.
That's totally two different things.
That's what I'm saying. No. And I ain't even that mad at you, though, because I respect it and I feel it. It's one of them things where Charlamagne, you was talking about you wanted consistency. We're on the West Coast. I ain't trying to no disrespect to y'all and stuff like that. Like, the way that Kendrick was like, I'm the king of New York. If one of y'all has said that, like, I'm the king of Oakland, you come out here, it's going to be an issue.
But here's the thing. My thing with consistency is, like, I don't think that they should have banned Kodak Black, because if you ban Kodak Black, then you got to ban every rap song on the radio that's disrespecting women. Now, if you're saying you don't like the way Kodak was coming at Nipsey and you're doing it because of Nipsey, cool. You know what I mean? But don't make it seem like it's because it's disrespecting women.
No. Not disrespecting women. It's disrespecting Lauren London, because it's a difference between sweeping generalizations and individual.
So okay.
Is it?
That was a very specific situation.
No. That's what I'm saying. So, I made a joke, and it's not good, but say we was making a joke like, hey, Asian people can't drive. Ha, 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 ha. Now, that's funny. You know what I'm saying? It is and it ain't. But if I said Angelique, you can't drive because you Asian, now that's an attack on Angela Yee. That ain't just a generalization, a funny joke that we're saying between the folks.
Look.
And then on top of that, you got to think of it like this. You talk about rap songs, when they singing, you know what I'm saying, that's entertainment. When that man was talking right there, that wasn't for entertainment purposes. That was really how he felt.
But you gotta ban so many different rappers for saying so many different things. You just can't get into that.
If you pull up old tweets, if you pull up old interviews,
and the crazy thing,
let's be honest.
Answer this question: Has LA Radio ever supported Nipsey Hussle? Has LA Radio ever supported Nipsey Hussle?
He doesn't know.
Well, I'm from the Bay. I ain't even from LA.
All right. Have you heard Nipsey Hussle on music on the radio in the Bay?
Hell yeah, we play that right here.
Now. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Yo, my G, I'm going to be totally honest with you. My G, can I be totally honest with you? I done forgot what we arguing about. I'm going to be honest.
But you have a good day, man. Be blessed, man. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Go smoke and go to sleep, bro.
I like a little lively debate in the morning, but I forgot what we was even debating. I'm going to be honest with you.
All right. I'm going to say this. Hey, I respect where y'all stand in the culture, bro. Charlamagne, you see I'm from right here where the Panthers are from. The respect and the love and everything that you're showing for black folks trying to preach that. I love that. Envy. You're
Thank
family,
you, brother.
Man. You got Rory. I got Hellcat. I fool with everything that you're doing and stuff like that. Yee, same thing. You building business and all that stuff. You stay in the D.
You know what I'm saying?
That just sounds funny.
Appreciate you,
bro.
Brother.
We got to go, bro.
One time for Oakland.
All right.
One time for the town.
800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Nicole, good morning.
Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
How are you, Nicole?
That's good. I was calling. I want to know, what do y'all do with y'all kids' teeth when y'all play Tooth Fairy?
Great question.
Well, the Tooth Fairy, what he does is that when the Tooth Fairy picks up the tooth, they put it in the box and they just keep it in a little memory box. And then when they get older, I mean, my wife will probably give it back to them or they'll look at it as a joke. But we keep them in a box.
I don't know what my wife does with her teeth.
Clone the kids.
When I was younger, like, my mom, like, tried to, you know, play all that Tooth Fairy stuff. But then I found out it wasn't true when I found the teeth. I'm thinking, like, what the hell you got these teeth for? So she thought, like...
She kept them.
So that's why I
want to
know, like, if your kids
going to
find the teeth, they really know, like, ain't no
daggone
tooth
fairy. But we not
going to
put the tooth where they
can
find them now, you know what I mean?
You don't
know, kids be sniffing.
Yeah, kids look through everything.
I know people who turn the teeth into cups or put them on the driveway.
That's some country stuff. I never heard of that,
that's
bro.
That's not country.
Yes, that is. I never. You ever heard of that?
We didn't have a driveway.
Hello, who's this?
This is Carl out of Savannah, Georgia.
Hey, Carl. Get it off your chest, Carl.
Well, first off, I want to thank Uncle Charlotte for writing the books, Black Privilege and Shook Ones. I'm actually reading Shook Ones for a second time right now.
Oh, man, thank you, brother. I appreciate that more than you know.
Absolutely, man. It's been a blessing. I just recently went through, you know, a bunch of stuff family-wise and, you know, lost my dad a couple years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
And lost my sister tragically. You know, to a domestic violence situation. So it's got me, you know, anxiety on 10. But I can tell you, because of all that, I'm blessed because I was able, after all of that, you know, my family gave me an inheritance that I helped, you know, start a CPR training company and down here in Savannah. And that's one of the things I wanted to, you know, say I'm blessed about this morning is we're doing some, you know, real big initiatives down here, pushing that out to the community. It's can I shout out my Instagram?
Go ahead, hurry up, bro.
It's @4LifeMedEdSavannah. Like I said, we're out here in the community. We offer free classes all the time. We offer the certifications for medical personnel @4LifeMedEdSavannah.
All right. I got to learn CPR. I keep saying I'm going to learn it, and I never learn it.
We learned it with Dr. Oz.
I'll show you how to do it.
Yeah, but I need some more training.
Lay down.
What?
Lay down.
What?
I give you mouth to mouth.
That's sexual assault. Hello, who's this?
How's that sexual assault? Y'all are so weird.
You want to put your mouth on my mouth, and I'm saying no.
Can we talk to our listeners?
Oh, hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up? This Bill from Jacksonville.
Bill from Jacksonville. What's up, bro? Get off your chest.
Man, you know, I work at this restaurant, and I got promoted 4 months ago, and they still haven't given me a raise. And honestly, I feel like I'm being used.
So they promoted you, but they didn't give you more money.
They ain't give me more money. I got no money and more problems.
Did you guys discuss what the salary would be?
Yeah, they discussed it, but I guess they kept it for themselves.
Yeah, that's not a promotion, sir.
Yeah, that's
there was no a lateral the money. Move. There's no promotion, my brother.
Have you emailed them and followed up and been like, hey, can you let me know when I can expect to get this extra money?
Yep, I followed up with them, but they just keep treating me like a little dog, smacking me around.
It's time to get a lawyer.
Yeah, that's what my girl telling me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm about to just tell him to take that job and shove it up there.
Nope, don't do that. Get a lawyer.
Why would you take the position without the promotion and play first?
Because I was so excited about it.
See? That's the problem with us sometimes. Just too happy to have something. Well, nothing at all.
Did they say they were going to give you extra money or they just said they were giving you a promotion?
They told me they was giving me extra money, extra $7,000. But I never got the money, and the only thing that's being raised is my blood pressure.
Lord have mercy. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, well, go get a lawyer, bro. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way, ye?
Yes, let's do some black girl magic this morning. We'll talk about Insecure. I'm upset about this, but they're not going to be back until 2020. We'll give you some information on that. And Lena Waithe has a brand new show. We'll tell you about that as well.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Hov.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jay-Z is doing a B-sides concert, and that's going to be for the grand reopening of Webster Hall.
Okay.
That venue opens again on Friday, April 26th, after extensive renovations. Now, if you're an American Express card holder, you can get those tickets starting Thursday at 10 a.m. In general, for you guys, if you don't have Amex, you can start buying those tickets on Ticketmaster.com Friday. But I feel like those tickets will be gone.
Yes, I went to the first B-side concert.
So I was there, too.
I will definitely be at this B-side concert. Those are the kind of shows I like. Mm-hmm. I want to see him do Ignorant with Beanie. I want to see him do Success with Nas. I want to see him do Show You How to Do This, Son. What we talking about?
Now, it's an exclusive show for members of his Tidal streaming service as well, by the way.
I want to see him do Mossy Me, Lucky Me. I love the B-side shows.
All right, now shout out to Lena Waithe. She is doing it. She was cast in the third season of Westworld, so congratulations to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a writer, she's a producer, she's a creator, she's an actor. And she also has a new comedy series coming to BET called 20s. So she's going to be the writer, actor, and producer for that. Now, that's a 30-minute comedy series, and she created this back in her early 20s. It's about a queer black girl named Hattie and her two straight best friends as they explore their early years of adulthood while fighting towards their dreams and balancing their personal lives.
Well, drop on the clues bombs for Lena Waithe and drop on the clues bombs for BET, because I see a lot of black creatives going to these other networks, and you always wonder, why Lena Waithe not doing more with BET? Or why not Donald Glover not doing more with BET? It just would make sense for the black creatives to be doing things on the black network, right? So it
Absolutely.
Seems like BET is really letting Lena Waithe set up shop over there.
Yeah, well, does somebody black own BET?
No, I don't think so. But, well, I mean, they run it. Salute to Connie Orlando. Drop on the clues bombs for Connie.
Yes. And shout out to Revolt. That's a black network, and the Breakfast Club is on there.
They just don't have the budgets to do things like the Boomerangs and the 20s. Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, they're a lot younger. It's a lot younger network.
Yeah.
All right, now.
Couple more weeks off, they'll have it.
Wendy Williams. That's coming up.
Give the staff a few more weeks off.
Williams has finally, I don't know if you would say address a divorce, but she definitely made some subliminals about her divorce. Now, she was talking about planning a new life on her Wendy show.
I'm moving out of sober house in just a few days, you know? You know I've been dealing with issues with addiction, alcoholism, and I have a whole new life that I plan for myself and my son. It's one of the best things, honestly, that could have ever happened to me. Because, you know, when you think about your life, you think about, you know, how you've been delivering to the world. Everybody has things in their life that they're embarrassed to share with the world. And addressing my sobriety, my addiction head on, has really helped me sort out every single compartment of my life.
I still think that's
some
whack,
other things
man.
To address. Well, she also says that she's now Wendy on the loose.
I was distracted by that chocolate gumdrop over Cardi's shoulder. No, back it up now. Back it up now. I'm on the loose. Hold on.
I feel like all of this is the quiet before the storm. I feel like the fuse is lit and there will be a big explosion soon.
She just needs to do it.
You know damn well eventually Wendy's going to air Kelvin out because she's tired of being looked at as a liar. And the only reason she was lying was covering up for Kelvin. So now that she don't have to lie, the gloves will be off. And she's probably going to sit with someone. I think she should sit with Gayle King, and I think she's going
to
air out.
All right. Well, in addition to that, she does some more shading of her husband, soon-to-be ex-husband.
And at what point is your man so far in debt? You better stop staring at me.
Jesus.
We're talking about their business.
Well, stop matching your cars with your Supreme outfits and you won't be in debt, Kelvin. All right, matching third world country colors on your car and your clothes will leave you in debt. I can see how that can happen.
You are a fool, man.
Now, Wendy is clearly also not planning on having any more kids. Here's what she said.
But she's got plenty of money. She doesn't need to marry Steve, not even with a prenuptial agreement, because people try to find a way around that, too. She's old enough. She's not having any more kids. That's been dried up in a good way. No. I mean that in the best way. Women who've crossed through menopause, the one thing we never have to worry about again is that. Because I don't know about you, but my diaper changing days are over.
Oh, how many times has Kelvin Hunter heard that in the past couple weeks when they was arguing about that side baby?
Well, his just started.
I'm here for Sharina Hudson, Nikki Shade.
But there's a lot more to talk about when it comes to this, and we'll get into it in the next hour because this next rumor report is going to involve Charlamagne and some other allegations against Kevin Hunter with somebody else he may have possibly cheated on.
When does it never involve me? But listen, whatever one-on-one interview Wendy does, whatever exclusive interview she does, I think she should do it with a black woman. That's why I think she should do it with Gayle King.
I think she should do it on her own show. Why wouldn't she do it on her own show?
I think she should come up here to the Breakfast Club.
No.
No, she's not ready for that
yet. I think you need somebody
to... That would be amazing.
I think so, too.
I think she needs another black woman to talk to.
Well, do it on her show.
And I think Gayle would be perfect to do it because Gayle has been through the divorce before. So I think that she'd be the perfect person to sit down and have a conversation.
I think she needs to do it on her show, and she needs to do it sooner than later, because you can't talk about other people's lives and give comments on other people's lives, and we just looking at your life, and you just act like it doesn't exist.
But it might be very hard for her to do that by herself. That's why I said she should have somebody there to ask her those pressing questions we want to know.
Well, what about somebody who has some inside information who used to work with her?
No, that's
that would be amazing.
That's never good.
All right, well.
we got a lot more to talk about in the next hour. We're going to have some exclusives, and Charlamagne is going to have to respond to some allegations.
All right, now.
Charlamagne don't have to do nothing.
Yes, you do.
But
yes,
I will.
You do. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Because I love talking about stuff. I love this.
I know you do.
I've been waiting for this.
Now we got front page news.
I've been waiting for this day.
Come on, give us a Coke, Yee.
All right, Peggy Bundy.
Hey, fam, come on.
Hey, fam. We're going to be talking about some more in the next hour, but as for right now...
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, fam, I just tried Coca-Cola's new flavor, Orange Vanilla Coke, and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar. Yeah, you heard that right, and they're incredible. Try Orange Vanilla Coke and Orange Vanilla Coke Zero Sugar for yourself at your closest retailer today. Thank you, fam.
All right, you're welcome. Now, front page news, what are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about a new rule in New Jersey. I want to see if you agree or disagree with this.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ, MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club.
Good morning.
Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, the NBA, the Clippers beat the Golden State Warriors 135-131. The Warriors blew a 31-point lead.
Wow.
And the 76ers beat the Nets last night 145-123. The series is tied 1-1 for both.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the Clippers came back to beat the Warriors, but Lou Williams did show out last night.
Definitely did.
Drop on the clues bombs for Lou Williams. Best sixth man in the game. It's not even close.
All right, now what else are we talking about, Yee?
A tragic fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral. They said it was an accident. It wasn't intentional. So for anybody thinking it was set on fire, it does seem like it was an accident. Now, they have already pledged over $300 million to help rebuild. And there's all kinds of donations coming in. French billionaire Francois Pinault, as well as the family of the owners of LVMH, Louis Vuitton, Moet Hennessy. They promised to contribute about $226 million. Firefighters did extinguish that fire, but it took 9 hours for that to happen. They said it was pretty evident in the first 20 minutes that it was going to be a bad fire. Fortunately, they were able to save some of the artifacts that were inside. Now, this central Paris cathedral celebrated its 850th anniversary 2 years ago. So it's 856 years old. It took them 182 years to build the cathedral, and it can hold more than 6,000 worshipers. So we'll keep you updated on what's happening there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, New Jersey is now going to allow terminally ill adults to ask for medical help to end their lives. It's called the Medical Aid in Dying for the Terminally Ill Act, and that law does go into effect August 1st. So if you're an adult with a prognosis of 6 months or less to live, you can get a prescription for life-ending medication.
It wasn't like that before?
No.
You choose to
No, absolutely. It used to say that a psychiatrist or a psychologist has to determine if you have the mental capacity to make that decision. Well, they do that now, but before, you weren't allowed to do that.
I thought people
They've been trying to pass that. And
in certain places, but not in Jersey.
There's other states that are considering these, but not Jersey. They've been trying to pass this since 2014.
Yeah, I thought that you could choose the... I don't know how they do it, but choose to kill you, have a doctor kill you.
Yeah, basically. that's in some places, but not Jersey. Now they're just
It's the ninth place that's allowing that to happen. Mm. So there's only nine. So a physician still has to determine if you are mentally capable of making that decision. All right, and Donald Trump has given Tiger Woods the Presidential Medal of Freedom because he was so impressed with his amazing performance at the Masters. And that's the highest award that can be given to a civilian in the U.S. Other people that have gotten that award, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Pope John Paul II, Bob Hope, and others.
People really pick and choose who they support when it comes to who supports Donald Trump. Because some people that support Donald Trump, people turn their back on. But others that support Donald Trump, they cheer for him.
Like who?
Floyd Mayweather Jr., to cheer for him when he wants to do something, especially if he comes out with another fight. Tiger Woods, clearly.
I think some people don't relate what you do in your personal life and who you support to other people being, like, activists. Like, I don't look at Floyd Mayweather Jr. as an activist. I don't look at Tiger Woods as an activist for black people.
I used to
look at Kanye West as somebody that did talk a lot about the black agenda and, you know, things that are supportive of what we do and calling people out, and now he's just not that.
I see people all the time say, I can't support somebody who supports Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Or I can't co-sign somebody who rocks with Donald Trump. People say that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Until it's somebody
that
they like.
I'm sure we all know people who voted for Donald Trump that support him. We all do. I mean, that's the world we live in.
Mm.
Donald Trump's already raised, what, $30 million for his re-election campaign? Clearly, we all know somebody who supports Donald Trump.
Yeah, I never really mess with Tiger. I'm happy that he opened up the door for a lot of African Americans to golf and a lot of minorities to golf. But other than that,
So we're saying right now, we don't have any problem with people who support Donald Trump.
No, he's saying that he can separate.
No, I'm just asking a simple question.
I think he's saying that he can separate what Tiger Woods has done for black people in the sport of golf from who he is as a politician.
I don't think he's saying I support Tiger Woods to help minorities. I never looked at Tiger Woods for that.
Well, he doesn't even claim it.
Right. Yeah. So I never
did. Cobbling Asian is what he said.
Whether or not he intended to,
a lot of black people started watching golf and even playing golf because of Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that point. But
I'm just asking a simple question.
So we're
okay with supporting people.
I don't even know where Tiger Woods is from, bro. I really don't know anything.
Like, you could look at somebody like Robert Kraft, who's a Trump supporter, but who might be donating money to making sure prison reform gets passed, and say that's a good thing this person did.
Okay.
But he does still support Donald Trump. So it is what it is.
People
can do good things. Like, even Donald Trump can do things that help people, but that doesn't mean he's a great person.
The reason I'm asking the question, because I've never heard y'all speaking with this type of nuance when it comes to Trump supporters before. Any other time, it's if you support Trump, I don't support you.
Everybody's multifaceted. People have positive things and negative things. I might not like who you support as president, or you might be a supporter that's a Democrat, and I might not like some things you do then.
I have no problem with these new thoughts, Yee. I'm glad that you can see the nuance in things. I have no problem with it.
Okay. All right, well, that is front page news.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, this man is suing his parents for trashing his porn collection.
He's got to be a Trump supporter.
You have to say, you stupid. You know the story, Yee?
Yes, I did see about this. He was very upset. He moved back in with his parents after he got divorced. Clearly, at that point, he needed to watch a lot of porn, and then he found out a lot of his porn collection was gone. So now he's suing his family, his parents, for $86,000 because of his mental and emotional state. It could be Steve.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines a little bit. 585-1051. Who's at fault? When the parents are throwing this stuff out, who's at fault? Is it the parents or is it him? I mean, I look at it like, look, it's his parents' house. You could have went anywhere else.
It's his porn. And but by the way, he just needs to get a subscription online. Why do you have all these tapes?
That's another thing. Why the hell do you still have DVDs?
They did him a favor.
Yeah. By the way, that's a good conversation to have, too. Who really, whose porno is that, really? Because if you live in, no, you that's live my in my house. So whose porno is it, really? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's mine. If
you
I want to throw
in
it
my
out,
house.
Yeah, if you're doing some things that I don't like, I'm going to throw it out. If you don't like it, get the F out. I mean, that's what my pops told me. If I didn't like anything that was going on in that crib,
imagine
get out.
You're in a frail state. You're going through a divorce. All you have is your porn.
Nothing's really yours if you live with your parents.
No, I want
you
grown at all.
I just want you grown ass little boys and girls to know that. If you're 20-something years old and still live with your parents, nothing in that house that you think is yours is really yours.
800-585-1051. Who's at fault? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about this young man that's suing his parents for trashing their porn collection. Now, the porn collection is worth $29,000. He's suing them for $86,000 in damages. Mm-hmm. His parents say that they threw it out because of his mental and emotional health. So we're asking, who's at fault?
You think he was at home just watching porn all the time and not doing things and miserable and just sitting there
probably
with his wanker?
Absolutely, probably. And I don't see nothing wrong with it. You live in your parents' house. That's your parents' house. If you wanted to do something else or, you know, wank off, you know, at the crib.
You're using wank now, too.
Yeah, you can't say jerk. But if you want to wank off, get your own crib. You know, move out your parents' house.
Well, he couldn't. He just went through a bad divorce.
Well, stop wanking off, Miles.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if you're a grown-ass boy or grown-ass girl and you're 20-something years old, you living with your parents, whatever you have that you think is yours is not really yours. It belongs to your parents. And we don't know what type of religious background his parents come from. His parents might be, you know, one of these people that think pornography is the devil. You know what I'm saying?
The
and they don't want that in their house.
Well, here's the part of the story you guys didn't mention. He actually had moved. And so his parents sent him his belongings to his new place. I guess he was back home temporarily. And he moved, and they sent him everything minus that.
Oh, yeah, because, like I said, you don't know the religious background of his parents. His mama might be a strict church-going woman or a Jehovah's Witness who doesn't want this devil material, you know, in her son's possession. So she threw it away because she feels like she's doing, you know, what's best for him.
I used to have this, my parents used to have this rule when I used to stay there is I had to be home before the sun came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood no matter what I was doing, where I was at, I needed to be in that house before the sun came up. You know why? Because it was their house.
Your mom ain't never caught you with no pornography?
No.
I can remember vividly having some porn in a Trapper Keeper notebook because I put it in the Trapper Keeper thinking that, you know, she would never find it in the Trapper Keeper. But she was going through my Trapper Keeper one day and found the porn and showed it to my father. And we used to live in a single wide trailer, so my room was right by the kitchen so I could hear them talk.
Right.
And my father was like, "You want me to go in there and punish him because he's looking at porn? I'm glad he's sowing his wild oats. Like, why is wrong with looking at
that
porn?"
That was sowing your wild oats?
Why would you punish your son if you found out your son was looking at porn? Honestly.
But see.
No, you said you what?
But you're a little different.
How am I different?
Because you put a hole in the side of your wall and stuck your penis through that
hole.
You
had a glory hole?
So what?
He did have a glory hole.
you didn't have a glory hole growing up?
No!
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you then. You didn't experiment.
Well,
who's on the other side of the
hole? You destroyed the property.
Nobody. It's a hole. It's like we used to hump pillows back in the day.
Y'all
are some weird kids that never did nothing.
Oh, we weird?
Y'all try to act so goody too.
No, ain't no good.
So you talking about when you was young, you never did anything sexual to experiment.
I absolutely did, but
what you used to do?
Break off.
So you mean you didn't destroy the property in order to?
I just started masturbating until later. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I didn't put a hole like.
I just started masturbating until later.
You're thrusting a hole in the wall.
Yes.
And that feels like it might hurt. Like what?
It did hurt.
And you called me a weirdo.
And it's not even something that I did more than once. I tried that. Like,
how many
holes
are you gonna make?
Let's go to the phone lines, man. Sid, good morning, Sid.
Good morning.
Sid, have you ever made a hole in the wall?
Sid, have you ever put a hole in the wall and put your penis through it?
I don't do that. I'm big time Jamaican. I always make sure that I got my thing ready for me.
Okay.
Even when you was a kid, knock it off.
I'm still a kid, low key. I'm 23 years old, but I got it for it.
He's right.
Now, what do you think about his parents trashing this porn collection? Who's at fault?
Come on, man. You know that the parents should respect personal space, but at the end of the day, as y'all said, you moved back in your parents' house after you got married, man. Come on. You put your options out the window for you to have personal stuff.
Only an entitled 23-year-old millennial would say that if you're living in your parents' house, they need to respect my personal space. And you're living with me.
There is no space.
What the hell are you talking about?
Hello, who's this?
This is Zuleika. How are you guys? Good morning.
Hey, Zuleika. Who's at fault?
I think it's your parents' fault.
What? Why?
I think you should blame the parents. Because we got to monitor what we let kids bring into the home.
See, yes. How old are you, Zaluka?
I'm 30.
I'm 30. All right. See, y'all didn't have it like I did.
What do you mean when you say the parents' fault, though? It's not the parents' fault.
That's what she said. Yeah, I mean, it was a little different in my house.
I don't think nobody's at fault.
Yeah.
Trav.
Yeah, what's up, Envy?
What's up, Trav?
What's up, Yee? What's up, Char?
What's up, Sis?
Hi, Trav.
Listen, throw the whole parents away, man. Throw the whole parents away.
So y'all are some entitled
kids. So the parents should have shipped him all his porn and not thrown it away.
Yeah, they should have gave that man. He probably had that good vintage porn too. They
right.
Probably had the bush and everything, and
the bush.
You know, they gonna sit there and throw that man porn away. Throw the whole porn. Throw the parents away.
Y'all are some disrespectful ass little millennial ass kids, boy.
Trav, let me ask you a question.
He said it was a collection.
I accidentally delete my search history when I come across some good porn. So I can imagine.
Trav, let me ask you a question, Trav.
Now,
Charlamagne said when he was a kid, he put a hole in the wall and used to hump the hole in the wall. Did you do that?
Oh, it sounds like a glory hole.
Yeah, well, that's glory what I hole. Said. I made a glory hole. Mine was just in the wall.
But nobody was on the other side. I thought a glory hole.
You was on the other side.
Why does somebody got to be on the other side of a glory hole?
I thought that's what it was.
If somebody was on the other side, I wouldn't need the hole.
No, the glory hole is so you can put your thing inside the hole and somebody on the other side so they can do what they do.
You don't know who it is.
No.
Yeah, but he just had a hole.
We used to hump the pillows. We used to hump the mattresses. Like you.
So
just...
wait a minute. When you ejaculated, the ejaculation was in the hole?
I never ejaculated. Wait, I didn't ejaculate until I was
older. Wait, Charlamagne, next time I come to New York, I'm going to take you to a glory hole.
No, I'm cool on that.
Who's on the other side?
Hey, Trav, why the hell would I want to go to a glory hole? Trav, goodbye.
I knew what it was.
No, where? He knows where it is.
No, I didn't know a glory hole had somebody on the other side.
Yeah,
that defeats the whole purpose of having a glory hole. So you telling me all these little kids out there, when you was a little boy, you never humped a pillow?
No.
I used never. My no. You never humped a mattress?
No.
Y'all some lying ass people. You never humped your cousins?
No.
Y'all got
male cousins.
I forget y'all got to be so tootie. I'm so happy I don't have to pretend like y'all.
Pretend? No, I never really humped my male cousins.
I'm so
cousins.
Happy I could just be me.
No, I never humped my mattress. I just never did. I used my hands.
Charlamagne, everybody's right. Different. Some people do things. Some people don't.
No, that's a lie.
You're not going to conservative shame
right, guys
people.
Guys in the room, have you ever humped your male cousins?
No.
Who said male cousins?
Right, have you humped your female
he said he
cousins?
Only has male cousins.
No, nobody humped their female cousins.
Who said humped male cousins?
All right, what about, you asked about my cousin. All I got is male cousins.
Yes, you would hump your cousins.
You know what? 805. You're not going. You know.
Well, me and my brother are the oldest.
Did y'all hump each other?
No, but me and my brother are the oldest. Our cousins are way younger than us. So.
800-585-1051. Well, let's get back to this guy. He's suing his parents for trashing his porn collection. Who's at fault? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about this man that's suing his parents for destroying his $29,000 porn collection. Now, he's suing them for $86,000. That's also for damages. Now, his parents said they threw his collection out because of mental and emotional health.
So he had just gotten divorced, so he moved back in with his parents, and he finally got his own place. And when they sent his belongings, the porn collection was gone.
So we're asking, who's at fault? We have Melly on the line. Melly, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Melly, who's at fault this morning?
I don't believe it's so much at fault, but if I'm the son and I'm paying rent at this house, I should be able to keep something that's mine.
If he's paying rent, yes, I agree. If he's paying for that room, he should.
Yeah, if he's not paying rent, then I'm taking whatever I want.
Okay, thank you. Freddie.
Yes.
Hey, who's that for, Freddie? Sounds like you got a huge porn collection, Freddie.
How does he sound like that? I thought you could say something else.
Nah, man. You're asking all the wrong questions. I'm just wondering why this person isn't getting their porn from online.
Like Travis just said, it might be a little vintage. You might have the old porn with the bush. You never know.
How old is the guy? We don't know how old this kid is.
No, it doesn't say.
Huh?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, this dude could be older. This dude could be in his 40s, 50s. He might have some old Playboy penthouse. You know what I'm saying? Well, we don't know.
They need to get him an Oculus Pro, hook him up.
Oculus Pro.
Put him on.
He could watch some real live porn and be part of the action.
Eli.
What's going on?
What's up, bro? Eli, who's at fault now?
The parents. Definitely the parents.
Why are the parents at fault? It's their house.
Yeah, it may be their house, but it's still his property. You got to think of it like this. If I get into your car with my cell phone, just because I get out of your car, and I might have left my cell phone in your glove compartment for 20 minutes to go inside of a store, it doesn't give you the authority to throw my phone away now.
Okay, well, let's check this out. Phone. Let's turn that cell phone into drugs or a gun. All right? If it's in my goddamn car, I can pull up to the police station and say, hey, such and such left this in my car, and I need y'all to take this and go arrest him.
Yeah, and the thing is, if the cops are operating the way they're supposed to, they'll still arrest him. They won't arrest you, especially since you're turning it in.
Yeah, but
somebody else in your car.
No, but I'm telling the police whose it is.
He's telling it's yours.
I'm telling them it's yours.
See, I grew up a little different.
And that's what I'm saying. And if that's the case, then they should arrest me. Because you were actually reporting it, you're providing it to them, and you're telling them who it belongs to.
I'm going
to
tell you something, but y'all guys are very, very entitled. If you live with your mama or you live with your daddy, if they want to throw something out that's yours, they have every right to, because you under their roof.
Yeah.
If it's something that they don't want under their roof, they can throw it out.
And that's the way I grew up. It's my parents' house. Whatever's in my parents' house is there. We didn't even have locks on the doors. I couldn't lock the door. The only door that I could lock was the bathroom. Other than that, there was no locks on the door. It was their house. Everything is theirs. To this day, my mama called me the other day and said, look, I got this record collection. If you don't get it by Friday, I'm throwing it out.
But she didn't just throw it out without telling you.
It might be gone by now, but she gave me the...
because that was Friday.
Yeah, it was Friday. Yeah, that was last Friday. But that's how my parents are. It's theirs.
Tell her I'll come get it.
You want it? What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is if you live with your parents, it's your parents' rules. And whatever they want in their house, including your ass... All right, belongs to them. And when they're ready to throw whatever it is out, including your ass, they have the right to do it.
Well, we got rumors on the way.
Yes, we are going to talk about this interview that is online right now, making the rounds. And this is an interview with Avion Foster.
Oh, my God.
Done by Tasha Kay.
Oh, and, God.
Yes, and Charlamagne, your name was mentioned multiple times.
Oh, boy.
But we'll tell you about these allegations, and we'll also call Charlamagne to the front of the congregation to hear how he responds.
Okay. Is it more about glory holes?
Let me just say, one of the headlines is we both did each other in the
Yeah, but that's not about me. That's about Kelvin Hunter and Avion
Foster. You'll find out about that in the next hour.
Give Kelvin Hunter all the smoke he deserves.
Room is on the way. Woo! It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. All the fathers out there, you know, this morning I was almost late to work because the tooth fairy forgot to leave money under my daughter's pillow. My daughter lost another tooth. And last time that the tooth fairy didn't leave money, my daughter was distraught. So I had to turn around, go back home, and make sure that money was there. And my wife said when she woke up, she was so excited. She was so happy that the tooth fairy came, left her $20.
She wanted 50, though.
She did want 50. She said, like, Dad, can you tell the tooth fairy to leave me 50? I said, I don't know who house you think this is. But
Tell her to lose three teeth. We get three for 50 out there.
Three for 50 out
three
there?
Three for 50.
Three for 50 out there, so.
All right, and shout out to Rosanna Scotto from Good Day New York. You know, I co-hosted the 9 a.m. hour of Good Day New York in New York City yesterday, so I just want to shout out Rosanna Scotto. Exciting for me. I grew up watching her, so it was nice to be on there. She's great.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we got rumors on the way. What are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about some drama. Kevin Hunter and a viral singer named Avion Foster. who claims that he had sexual relations with Kevin Hunter.
He's a man?
I wouldn't sigh too hard or gasp. Is that what that was, a gasp?
This is a gasp.
Okay. I wouldn't gasp too hard because Charlotte T has some information in here, too, and we want to see what's true and what's false from these allegations.
Me? Me too?
You too? My goodness. All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Avion Foster, who is a singer that Kevin Hunter signed, has now gone on a show, Tasha K, on Wine with Tasha K, and done a sit-down interview where he talks about his relationship with Kevin Hunter, and it's not what you think. It appears that it was not just a business relationship. They were actually, according to Avion Foster, allegedly having gay sex.
Jesus.
He was like, come on, get in the tub. Let me talk to you. I was like, no, I ain't gonna get in the tub. So I said, I'm gonna go in the clay room. Mind you, when I'm in this clay room, I said, this could come in here in the next 2 minutes, fully dressed, telling me to go, he's gay. This motherfucker came in there in less than a minute and told me, he said, let's go. So the next time we went in there, both of us got naked. Both of us got in the tub. We was talking, we was building. When we got in that sauna, that's when we both performed fellatio. And that's when we both did each other in the
in the what?
But
I don't know if any of this is true, but if it is, Kelvin Hunter is really putting the Brown in Brownsville.
Have you heard any of these allegations previously?
From Avion, yeah.
Okay, so you know him.
What is the clay room, though? Like, what room is that?
Well, what is a clay room?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it sounds cool. Because clay is cool.
Okay.
All right, now, Avion Foster also talks about, allegedly, one of the reasons that Kevin Hunter has a problem with Charlamagne is because he saw some messages between Charlamagne and Wendy Williams.
Oh, God.
Kevin does not like Charlamagne because of something that happened with Nikki, and Nikki don't like Charlamagne because of something that happened with those two.
And you sure it's not something that happened with Wendy Williams? Okay,
it is.
So what I was told from the grapevine is that a phone was left open and some text messages were revealed between Charlamagne and Wendy Williams, all right? Allegedly. Charlamagne wants to tell his story.
He will tell his story.
About him.
I'll allow him to do that.
Allegedly having... Put that camera on me about Charlamagne allegedly having an affair with Wendy Williams when he was the co-host.
You smashed Wendy?
Negro, please. I haven't spoken to Wendy in 10 years, and we were definitely not texting 10 years ago.
Okay. Anything else in there, too, or is there a rumor going around about you and Wendy Williams?
I've never heard that rumor.
We did see the picture.
What picture?
You sitting on Wendy's lap.
It's more like on her knee. Stop it. He's on her knee. You know how people play horsey with their kid? Okay, so that's a rumor. That's not true.
If that's a rumor, that's a new one to me.
Okay, so it's not true.
No.
Okay. And in addition to that, she also had Avion Foster was also saying that from what he heard, the reason that some of these previous allegations have been exposed, there were some rape allegations against you, was because Kevin Hunter was behind that trying to harm you.
Mm.
So was this something you had heard?
Clear that up. I didn't hear what you said. Say that again. I was confused.
Well, for the record, when I said I know what you did last summer, this is what I was referring to.
Now, I thought we had audio of that as well.
No, we don't have audio.
How you don't have audio of that?
Huh?
I don't know. I heard it. I thought
Jesus
it was in there.
Christ, these people. How you don't have audio of that?
But you know what?
Oh, wait. No, we do. We do have audio.
Yeah, I thought we did.
Okay.
Kevin's behind the whole thing because of some beef Nikki got with Charlamagne. Charlamagne don't even know what Nikki mad about. But when I was in Kevin's office, sitting back and forth between me and him, just like this.
Okay.
I was like, man, why are you doing this, man? He said, sometimes you just got to do something for the family, man.
Now you're talking about the allegations involving
Charlamagne
that reappeared via media, of him supposedly raping.
Right, which is totally false. But I was there, and when I was on tour, on the Wendy tour, Kevin was right on the phone with this girl and her people organizing the store.
All right, so.
One thing that young man said that's true but not completely true is I didn't sue Kevin Hunter and Danny Astoria, but my lawyers did serve Kelvin Hunter and Danny Astoria last year, cease and desist, because I was alerted to the fact that they were allegedly behind that smear campaign labeling me as a rapist.
You could have sued them, though, then.
I mean, I still can.
He still can. I'm sure he will.
You know, I mean, listen, I've known this for since last July. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said I know what you did last summer. And I've always spoken about the criminal sexual conduct charge I caught in 2001. Even wrote about it in my first book, Black Privilege. But I've always been vocal about the fact that I took a DNA test, which is public record, which you can go look up. All of this is public knowledge. And my DNA was not found in that young woman's rape kit. There's nothing else to discuss.
Okay, now, here's something that we never have discussed.
What?
Right here.
Lord. And I also heard Charlamagne likes to be pegged, allegedly. And so one of the models that was hanging with Sharina, he was dating. They were dating for a little while. It came out that she broke up with him because she didn't want to peg him or stick her fingers in his
Okay,
guys. This is good,
y'all
man.
Y'all gonna cut off serious conversation for that nonsense?
This is
you
good.
Have been very vocal about that as well.
Listen, I understand the tax of being a public figure is dumbass rumors like that, so I'm not even giving that any energy. You know what I'm saying?
You want a hug?
I guessed at that.
You want a hug? Let me give my brother a hug, man.
Can we go back to the false allegations labeled against me?
You want a hug?
Okay, so these weren't false. The ones before this were.
You don't want a hug? You want me to hug you?
We'll get more into it. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
You want to hug regular, or you want me to from behind?
I thought we were having a serious discussion here false allegations leveled against me, but whatever. Go ahead. Get your jokes off.
I just want to know if you want a hug.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. Thank you, fam.
There's no fam?
No, there's no fam.
All right.
No fam today.
Y'all are crazy. Charlamagne!
Yes, sir.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
A young lady named Tasia Young needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, please.
All right, I get it to. We'll get into that next.
Get into you. Did you just say I'll get into you?
I can't. Stop
Abby,
it.
Why did you just tell Charlamagne I'll get into
Grow
you?
Grow up.
You didn't just say that?
No. It's the Breakfast Club.
We'll rewind it.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Celebrate 25 years of moving the culture forward at the 2019 Essence Festival presented by Coca-Cola, July 4th through the 7th in New Orleans. Featuring performances by Missy Elliott, Mary J. Blige, Nas, Her, among 50 more. Register for free events and buy tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking threesomes gone bad or gone wrong.
Now, this came out of Charlamagne's Donkey other day. Now, what happened in your Donkey today?
In Donkey today, a young lady named Tasia Young from Woodbury, New Jersey, had a threesome with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend sent her home, kept the other girl over, and then Tasia came back and set the whole apartment on fire.
Okay, well, that shows you what can happen.
All right, so 800-585-1051. We have, is your name Legs?
Yeah.
Okay, Legs. What happened with you, man? You had a bad threesome?
Yeah. Had a threesome, brought the girl in. The dude jumped me and married the girl.
Whoa. Yeah. That's always a risk.
Clearly, we know who boxed was better.
Did the girl look better than
whatever.
You?
Whatever. No, but her game was good.
Mm. Why okay. You ain't learned from her?
I did. I'm married now.
She's like, I'm good to go.
You took what you learned there and took your talent somewhere else.
Thank you,
exactly.
Mama. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You had a horrible threesome, Sarah?
Terrible threesome.
What happened? Well, where'd you find this girl first?
We found this girl at a bus stop.
At a bus stop, Sarah?
Yes, at a bus stop. Because, you know, it started off as like a fun thing. Like, babe, I'm going to bag that girl. I thought you can't get a number. So he got a number. Then he called me over like, hey. No, he didn't even get a number. They started exchanging like social media. But he don't have social media because he's like 20 years older than me. Mm. So he's like, get an Instagram. So I got an Instagram. Me and her was like talking. And then I said something in reference to like my boyfriend. And she was like, oh my God, that was your boyfriend. I didn't know. Anyway, so we ended up getting her to like hang out with us. And she comes over. So it was like bad. I got in my feelings. Mm. I felt like I did it, but like in the beginning, the first like 10 minutes was like complete for anxiety. I'm like, oh my God, like I cannot do this. What am I doing? You know, because I thought like I could handle it. But once I seen her and then I seen him and I seen him seeing her, I was like, oh hell no, I f***ed up. So I go on my deck, I call my best friend. I'm like, bitch, I cannot do this. She's like, what do you mean you can't do it? Where's the girl? I'm like, she's in my bed. So then he comes behind me. He's like, if you don't come back, I'm doing it without you. So then I just took a shot or two, and then I was just like,
Hold on. Did she ever wash from the time y'all found her on the bus stop and brought her to y'all bedroom? That's all. I've been stuck on the bus stop ever since. Did she wash in between that period?
Maybe a wet wipe.
Listen, the bus stop was the first time we met her. We didn't bring her home from the bus stop.
Oh, okay. The way you made it sound like y'all just saw her.
She had somewhere to go.
And they took her right to the bedroom. Like, what the hell?
Oscar.
What's up?
What happened with your threesome, bro?
Yo, man. I was f***ing two chicks at one time, right? And one passed out. You know how, like, I don't know if y'all know, but, like, when you get up in the and you hit, like, a hard spot, her body jerked, she just passed the hell out.
I've never heard of that before, ever.
I've never
in
heard
life.
That either.
That means you're probably that boring, that if you're having sex with a girl, knock her out?
That sounds
you
weird.
You killed her?
No, I ain't kill her, yo. She passed out. Like, she orgasmed so hard, like, she just passed out off.
Yeah, all right. All right, porn star.
Sounds interesting.
I've had that happen.
You lie that ain't happened to you.
Oh, my God.
I've definitely had that happen. Question,
yes, sir.
You never hit ye off before? Because y'all got chemistry, yo.
Ew, that sounds disgusting.
Yeah,
what is
disgusting.
Wrong with you? You don't work with any women?
I'm just saying, yo, it seems like y'all got some different type of chemistry going on. Charlamagne be on the outskirt of it.
Ask me about Charlamagne.
I don't like them, to be totally honest with you.
Ask me about Charlamagne.
Actually, it seems like Charlamagne...
If you trying to tell me you won't touch ye...
No.
If you ask me, it seems like Charlamagne and Envy have a lot more chemistry.
Nah, that's fake chemistry.
No, that's real chemistry.
Well, I'm glad. And by the way,
I'm glad you know we just be playing.
You
know, man.
Okay.
I'm glad
some people still recognize sarcasm.
He's not in the room to see what it feels like.
Yeah. Oh, damn. He may know something I don't know, though.
That's enough, bro. 800-585-1051. We're talking threesomes going bad. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're talking threesomes gone bad. Now, Charlamagne gave this lady Donkey today.
Tasia Young from Woodbury, New Jersey. She had a threesome with her boyfriend. Her boyfriend sent her home in a cab, and then her boyfriend had the other girl still there. So Tasia came back and burnt the apartment down.
Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on? This is Cool Joe.
Cool Joe, man. Threesome's going bad. What happened, brother?
Threesome going bad, man. One time, okay, my homeboy asked me to come to his house, to drink and everything.
So
and
two dudes and a girl. Go ahead.
His girl was supposed to be going out with another girl. Okay, we was there. Long story short, we was there drinking and smoking. His girl came back or whatever. And so, you know, I was drunk and I was asleep or whatever, and they had an extra room. So I went to go lay down in the extra room, And goddamn, about 5 o'clock in the morning, I wake up to his girl in my bed, like in the bed on her knees, butt naked, talking about pull your meat out.
Okay.
And
is this a threesome though?
So, this ain't the threesome. This is the threesome going bad. Okay, so she said that, okay, she done got on top of me or whatever, you know, I was drunk or whatever. And so it started feeling good. I'm like, in my mind, I was like, wait, bro, as soon as I thought that, he opened the door and closed it back. Okay, long story short, when I went to sleep, her homegirl was over there too. So I guess they was having a threesome together, and I didn't even know I was in the room asleep. And he was, when it came time for him to the other girl, she, it was feeling too good for him, I guess. And the girl, his girl kind of crazy. So I guess she seen that. And she told him, like, well, I'm about to go in the room and your homeboy. And that's how my story ended.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. You lost me as soon as you said the girl was on top of you. It was feeling good. And your first thought was,
at? No.
That's what you said. We got it documented. We got it documented. You said the girl was on top of you, and your first thought was, where bro at?
Kayla.
Yes.
Threesome's going bad. What happened, mama?
Oh, my God. So I had a homegirl that, you know, kind of invited herself into my marriage. So this is going to definitely be bad because this is my marriage. Not just a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So she invited herself in, and we let her in, sadly. So just one night, I fell asleep. I fell asleep, and my husband was talking. So my husband told me the next day that she was telling him, like, oh, I always wanted to be with you, and I feel like you're cute and all this and all that. But to me, when he told me, I'm like, well, that changes the whole game. Like, she's throwing bait. To me, that's what that means, because you were already in the circle. So why would you tell that stuff to my husband? Like, that should have been a no-go. That's how I feel about it. So, you know, that really brought strain in our marriage at the end of the day as well, because now I feel like he should have shut that down. He should have shut it down right then.
Mm.
Don't keep doing it, you know. So, yeah, that's what happened to my story. I don't feel like marriage is for threesomes and stuff. Like,
No. Threesomes are not for anybody that you got feelings for.
Now, is that the moral of the story?
Yeah, I don't think threesomes are for anybody you got feelings for. I just think that it's almost impossible for some feelings not to be involved in some way, shape, or form.
And I want to tell ladies, if you don't want to have a threesome, don't get talked into it. If you don't want to do it, you don't got to do anything you don't want to.
No, that's true, because I know a lot of women who have been turned into lesbians and didn't want to be. Now they sitting around talking to pastors, you know what I'm saying, confused about their sexuality. I've seen that happen.
All right, well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Oh, man, Kodak Black versus T.I. Now this seems like it's a real battle, and they're taking it to lyrics, so let's see what you think.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Now, we told you yesterday about a snippet that T.I. has on his Instagram page of a song that people are looking at as directed at Kodak Black.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a refresher, here it is.
All that back and forth is finna get into. Said what I said in a minute, too. If your belief come, your thought, then your thought come. Your word, then your word come. Your action, and your action come absurd. And that's a public violation. You call for a public demonstration. And show your ass in the mall, you can get your ass whooped in Mason.
Okay. Well, looks like Kodak Black is taking that as
he
something directed.
He said, get your ass whipped in Macy's.
Yeah.
That's
looks
funny.
Like Kodak Black feels like that was disrespectful. Kodak was on his live Instagram, and here's what he said.
Most on the internet, every little chance get go viral. Oh, I'm a woo-woo-woo, pray for me, you know that. But, you know what I'm talking about, woo-woo-woo. You feel me? Then, you make it so for my like, trying to get in the game, take your ass out the game,
Well, now, come on, you talking about his sons?
Yeah.
How that's going
to
go over.
Well, here's the thing. Tip, you smarter than that. And now it's time to leave it alone, my brother. You too important to the culture. You don't have nothing to prove with Kodak. And, you know, we can't be on here screaming we need peace and stop the violence after Nipsey, but now wanting someone to kill Kodak. Because Kodak being super disrespectful, dissing his wife, dissing his kids. Now he's putting Tip in a position where he's going to throw it all away for Kodak Black?
Well,
no.
He's not going to shoot him, though.
You don't know what he's going to do. But guess what? We don't need none of that. We don't need no violence whatsoever. You can't be on this stop the violence kick 2 weeks after Nipsey passed, and but then 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, let's go. We want him to do something to Kodak.
But what happened to the days when we could just square up as men and move a little furniture and then go back and be like,
I don't
want to
see T.I. and Kodak.
That would look so stupid.
I don't see that.
How dumb would that look?
Why would it look stupid?
Man, knock it off, man.
I don't
you call that man son maggots.
How do you resolve this?
You talk about his wife?
Well, in addition, Kodak has a song called Expeditiously that he's putting out, and it's very disrespectful.
By the way, that's funny.
How the hell you calling me out when you know I don't listen? How you try to put me in time out when I ain't built boy children? How you tell me what came out? My mom don't even know this. Kind of that bitch ugly as hell. I don't even want pick it. I can't beat you in that talk and give me a long sentence. No, I keep the pole and I ain't no hoe. I know some rolling sisters. And I'm thugging all of my lonely, but I keep some Zoes with me. How the hell you cancel it again? I don't even smoke tobacco. Mute me when I voice my opinion. I ain't even know what matter. Jump right on my live and
Two out of three conversations with T.I., you will hear the word expeditiously. Okay, mm-hmm. It's one of T.I.'s favorite words. That's why that's funny. But Kodak said one thing on that record that makes total sense. Why is you talking to him when you know he don't listen? You trying to use logic with those young boys. Ain't no logic, bae. Kodak doesn't even think what he did was wrong. No, he allowed any of y'all to attempt to check him or punk him in public. Now you're in a situation where you can't argue with a fool because people can't tell who's who.
And I do not like when people try to slander Tiny like that. That is that man's wife, the mother of his children.
He disrespected Tiny. He disrespected Tiny, which is T.I.'s wife. He disrespected T.I.'s kids. Tip, you smarter than that, bro. Leave it alone. Don't listen to none of these fools telling you to run up on Kodak and fight Kodak. You going to throw it all away for Kodak Black?
I hope this gets resolved somehow behind the scenes between the two of them because I don't like that. I don't like it. All right, now, congratulations to Russell Wilson. He posted a video to his Twitter account, and he posted that video this morning. He actually got his four-year, $140 million extension, and he got a $65 million signing bonus. Now he is the NFL's highest paid
player. He went to the Giants, right?
Listen, no.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
I guess he's staying in Seattle, huh? Yeah, that's it.
What's the guaranteed money? Because you know that NFL money just be looking good on paper. What's
the guaranteed
money?
Well, he got a $65 million signing bonus.
Okay, so that's good money. That's
right
great
there.
Money.
And then a four-year, $140 million extension. But that's that.
$65 million signing bonus. Sheesh. I wonder how much guaranteed on that $140. How much guaranteed?
I don't know.
Just a $65? All right, $65 is a good lick.
He's taking Charlamagne. Now, Ja Rule owes the IRS $2 million in back taxes.
Well, Russell Wilson can help him out.
He has multiple liens from the IRS, and that's for the years 2016, 2005, 2006, 2007, and 2008. I'm sure that there's...
That far back?
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably a lot of money that's also fees, because, you know, they charge you a lot.
What does 50 Cent think about this? 50's listening right now to The Breakfast Club. Fifth, what do you think about this, right? Fifth, what do you think about this particular situation?
See, why are you trying to start?
What do you mean?
That man is on his way to the gym.
I like 50's opinion on things.
Well, Ja Rule is actually in Thailand right now. I saw him posting that he's in Thailand. He's with his wife. They're celebrating.
That's right. Ja getting that back.
Their anniversary.
Fast 50 again.
Y'all gonna stop acting like Ja not out here getting money, though.
Well, he's celebrating his anniversary.
In Thailand.
Yeah.
That's nice.
He's
that's good.
Ja getting, Ja still getting his money. Now, when Ja pay that $2 million in full, you know what I'm saying, then what y'all gonna say?
Then everybody gonna say he got it.
Because one thing that y'all don't realize about Ja, he's always on time. Okay.
But I'm pumped.
Well, now with his taxes, he wasn't.
Yeah, he will be with this $2 million. Okay? That $2 million will be right on time.
Right. Got to handle those taxes. And, you know, all you can do is hope to get some of those fines taken off, too, those late fees and all of that, because sometimes they will work with you on that.
I think Josh still got it. 50, do you agree?
I'm Angela Yee, and that's 50, your rumor report.
I think Josh still got it.
Fifth, go to the gym. I know you guys are shooting a movie. Go
Fifth,
shoot
I just want to know, do you think Josh got the money to pay his
Thank
taxes?
Thank you, fam.
Fifth, that's all I want to know. I think Josh got it. I think Josh good out here in these streets.
All right, now.
All right.
Do you agree, Fifth?
Leave Fifth alone, man.
Drop on a clues bomb for 50 Cent.
Shout out to Fifth. My goodness. All right, Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Today is Chance the Rapper's birthday, right? Yeah, let's start the mix
it's
off with Chance.
It's also Martin Lawrence's birthday, by the way.
I ain't got no Martin Lawrence
and
music.
And it's Akon's born day.
Shout out to
and
Akon.
And Dr. Miami.
And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Dr. Miami. That's funny. All right. It's
and my man Diz. What up, Diz?
Oh, Diz. What up? Happy birthday,
and Van
Diz.
And Van Lathan. It's a bunch of born days today.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When a train hits a vehicle at a railway crossing, there are no winners. But it's the people in the car or truck who really, really lose. Stop. Trains can't.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, I just want to say thank you to everybody who You know, yesterday we released early tickets to my car show, which is September 7th, and sold over 1,000 tickets already. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that came on out and purchased tickets. We're going to have an amazing time. Shout out to 2 Chainz. That trap vehicle that he had in his trap museum and that they had in Ariana video.
Car.
Yeah, that pink car. That's actually going to be at the car show this year. So shout out to 2 Chainz.
What kind of car is it?
It's a good question. I don't know what type of car. It's some type of Chevy, though. It's a big, big Chevy, I believe.
Okay, all right.
So shout out to 2 Chainz, and people will get to take pictures on that car, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Shout out to 2 Chainz. And yeah, your car can make it.
No, I don't know if it's, like, I mean, it's not, like, special.
Well, if you don't want to bring
your
car, just bring the press juices then.
I can do that.
All right, bring the press juices.
I actually was over the weekend trying to buy oil for my car, and it's hard to find. I ended up having to go to BMW to get the oil because, you know, those cars, you have to keep on adding oil all the time. That's the annoying part.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive note. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Yes, today is April 16th.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm going to get that Samsung Galaxy Fold today. Are you excited for that phone?
I think it's going to be dope.
All right. I'm going to go get it today and try it out. So
you buying it or the hookup?
I'm getting it today. Let's just put it that
it's
way.
The
and y'all will have a chance to see how that works because.
Eddie, where's mine, Eddie?
It's a different type
of
feeling.
Are they bringing
mine, Eddie? I don't know.
Oh, he don't know. Now you don't know. You know what?
But yeah, so you can watch me later on today. I'm going to be posting it so you can see how the Galaxy Fold works.
All right. Well, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Yes, the positive note is simply this. Do what makes you happy. Be with those who make you smile. Laugh as much as you breathe. And long as you live, love.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.